The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
About those others. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And, well, you never know. Things happen around here. Hold on a second. Let me talk to my buddy Chris here just as we get started. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Had a little hiccup here at the beginning of the show we had to fix. So anyway, it's March 1st, and that means it's recreational crabbing season. Yes, indeed. How many of you are out there going crabbing today? Well, according to the DNR page, the press release, crabbers can get cracking on state signature catch. Recreational fishing for the state's most iconic aquatic species begins today. In Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, as well as the Atlantic Ocean, coastal bays and their tributaries, reports the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're pleased to offer multiple opportunities for anglers of all ages to catch Chesapeake Bay blue crabs. The Fishing and Boating Services Director David Blazer said, "We wish everyone an enjoyable, safe, and successful crabbing season." Hey, crabbing in Maryland waters can be done a variety of ways, with or without a license, depending on the equipment used, the amount of crabs harvested, and your location. It's complicated. Recreational crabbing licenses are required for anyone who uses a trot line, uses collapsible crab traps, net rings, seines, or eel pots, or who catches more than two dozen hard crabs with a limit of one bushel, or more than one dozen soft crabs, or male peelers with a limit of two dozen. Crabbers using hand lines or dip nets or catching beneath those stated limits do not require a license. So in other words, if you're just out there for a couple of crabs, you don't need a license. If you start adding them up and get more than you should, more than a couple dozen, well, then you are required to have a license. An owner, a leasee, or a tenant of a private shoreline property may use up to two crab pots, appropriately registered, without a license. Crab pots used by waterfront property owners in Maryland must be fitted with a bycatch reduction or turtle excluder device. It's the same thing. A bycatch reduction device or a turtle excluder device is the same thing. In every funnel, and must be marked with the owner's name and address. This is to prevent our little Maryland terrapins from swimming in the crab pot to eat the bait and being unable to exit and consequently dying in the crab pot. So please note that a recreational crabbing license is not required in the Atlantic Ocean, its coastal bays, and their tributaries. Additionally, any passenger of a boat with a valid crabbing license doesn't need an individual license to crab. So if your boat's licensed, you don't need an individual license. All recreational crabbers are prohibited from selling crabs or possessing an egg-bearing sponge crab or any female hard or peeler crab. No females. The department's website contains information on who needs a license to crab, so you can check that out. You are running the show today, folks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We had a wonderful event last Saturday at Westminster at Martin's, and we thank those folks for helping us out, get that successful event. Again, the third year in a row for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Some of our listeners were there. We saw Mark from Towson, and we saw, We saw Fran, we saw Chuck, just a bunch of folks up there that I hope had enough to eat and had a good time, and you know, were able to enjoy their day. We certainly did, and it was a long day. It was a fun day, and the coalition was supported very, very, very well by the folks in attendance, and we appreciate that. So I want to thank everybody who attended. I don't know that you're all callers or, you know, a lot of folks recognized me, and I didn't necessarily recognize them. But, you know, we just wanted to say thank you again to all those who showed up. We gave the Kubota away. We gave 15 guns away. We gave away 3 crossbows, 4 vertical compound bows, a lot of equipment. Goose trips. I mean, we just had a great time. Well, I said gave away, of course, raffled and auctioned this stuff off. So, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. Greatly appreciate it. And if you would like to call in and share your end of it, that would be great. We had Senator Astle there. This is his last session in the General Assembly, and a list of accomplishments when he came in the door, poster there that he's been involved with in the last 15 years for sportsmen. We also had Jeff Crane there, president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. Atlanta Barracks was there from Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. Director Paul Pedito from the Wildlife and Heritage Service was there. Colonel Ken Ziegler was there, the superintendent of Natural Resources Police. So there were some pretty high-profile folks out there in our audience, and most of it was to honor Senator Astle, and we're glad that we were able to do that. And all of them spoke, and hope the folks learned something anyway. So that was good. It wasn't a superstar from TV or anything like that, but it certainly was a superstar in the worlds of Annapolis, where the Hunting Coalition works, and that's you know, between Taws and the State House. And that's our territory. So I don't know what's going on out there. Chris is running around like a crazy man. Are you found everything you need to find? Got everything. Perfect. That's great. Sometimes things happen, you know. Sometimes things happen. Excuse me. 410 WCBM 680. Did anybody go trout fishing last week? Has anybody been perch fishing or, you know, shad fishing? I'd love to hear from you guys to hear what's going on out there. In the meantime, some people have been fishing. A recreational fisherman whose fishing privileges were suspended after multiple striped bass violations was arrested Saturday in Dorchester County after he was caught fishing again. Officers on surveillance saw Ricardo A. Alvarado of Washington, D.C. on Fishing Creek Bridge at 1:43 a.m. catching and keeping striped bass. When questioned, he gave officers a false name and said he did not have identification. Officers pieced together information and realized that Alvarado's fishing privileges had been suspended. A records check showed that he'd been caught fishing on a suspended license in 2014, 2015, 2016, and been fined more than $3,000 over the last 4 years for a variety of fishing violations. Alvarado received citations for fishing under suspension, possessing striped bass in a closed season, and fishing without a license. Officers arrested Alvarado after learning that he was wanted on an outstanding warrant from Virginia. He waived extradition on Monday. A trial date has not been set in Dorchester County District Court. If he's found guilty of all 3 charges, Mr. Alvarado could be fined as much as $2,625 and be sentenced to jail time. Officers on surveillance on March 18th around the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park charged 6 men with illegally catching striped bass. Those 6 men would be Jose El Castro, 45, of Alexandria, Virginia, Manuel De Jesus Lazo, 52, of Silver Spring, Jose Francisco Plietes Figuerosa, 30, of Washington, D.C. Jose Guevara, 50, of Alexandria, Virginia. Juan Carlos Valadares, 40, of Silver Spring. And Elvis Rodolfo Carrito of Hyattsville. They were all charged with possessing striped bass in a closed season. Carito was also charged with fishing without a Chesapeake Bay sport fishing license. Officers found 13 striped bass. The men had hidden near the pier. The men are scheduled to appear in Talbot County District Court on June 15th. If they're found guilty, they could each be fined as much as $1,500. Now, Mr. Carito faces an additional fine of $125. Jose El Castro, Manuel de Jesus Lazo, Jose Francisco Pietes Figueroa, Jose Guadavera, Juan Carlos Valadares, Elvis Rodolfo Carito. Striped bass hidden from officers. All right, let's talk to some callers here. We have a few folks on the line calling in. There's more, by the way. There's a lot more, plenty more. We're going to talk about this morning, and of course, we appreciate your appreciate the calls. More so than you can imagine. 410 WCBM 680. Keep them coming. And the emails, too. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Bring it on. Let's see. Blake. Mr. Blake, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
How about you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from north of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow, great. What's going on?
Well, I thought I'd call on the show today and let you know that I'm going to recant my outdoor and hunting lifestyle and go vegan. And as a outdoor radio show host like you and outdoor media guy, I thought I would quit all that and continue media, but I thought I would just go with PETA and do some animal activist work and just recant the hunting life, you know?
Okay. That's your. I guess that's your choice. I guess that's your choice. You could, you know, I'll tell you what you could do. You could join a couple of these organizations. I think perhaps what you probably ought to do is, maybe join one of these organizations that goes out and opposes the whaling community, the Japanese whaling community. You know, take a trip to the Arctic and try that lifestyle. I mean, so, that's all.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. It's April Fool's. I would not recant the hunting lifestyle for anything in the world.
I was going with you, brother. I was going with you.
I had to put an end to it before vegans actually used that against me. Oh, man. It's a sad world out there, but I actually just wrote a book called The Hunter's War, Vegan Versus Hunters, and I talk about the heirs of veganism and why hunting is conservation tool,
Blake,
and why hunting is biblically and politically correct.
Blake,
about all that.
Blake.
And I just think it's a sad thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You say you have a talk radio show?
I do.
What's it called?
It's called The Outdoorsman's Art Radio Show.
The what?
The Outdoorsman's Art Radio Show.
The Outdoorsman's Art Radio Show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's great.
Here's what you think. Really? You think that's hilarious, don't you? Well, guess what? That is the most unfrickin' ethical thing I've ever heard anybody do, to call this show, start out like a good humor guy, and then ambush me with a free commercial. Goodbye. Really, folks, you think that's funny? I don't. The guy thinks he's frickin' hilarious. Not me. Sorry. Hi, Chuck. That was entertaining. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I was good for a minute. How are you doing?
Hey, how long did it take you to recover from last weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Probably 15 minutes.
you were a bit
fever.
Couple days, buddy. It really did.
Yeah, you were sure busy beaver that day.
Man, I'll tell you what. A lot going on that day.
There sure was. Good time, though.
Yeah. Yeah, did you have a good time? I saw you sitting back there with Fran. Was it all good?
Yeah, we had a good time. My wife, Diane, had a good time.
Good. Good. Glad to hear
it. But I'm not going to bring her next year.
Why?
She's bad luck. I didn't win nothing.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, you know, the folks from you did the truck bedliner last year. Our gold sponsor, Stephen House, won the spray-on bedliner from Baylinex. And I was there yesterday and talked to Bobby about that. And then young lady from the Eastern Shore, Yvonne, won the tonneau cover from Catonsville Linex.
So, right.
So, you know, that was pretty cool. I got to see both of those guys yesterday, so we had a good talk. So
good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to head up to Harrisburg this morning.
Okay.
Have a booth for the PCBA at the Penn State Rec Fest. It's a global ability show.
Oh, good.
To demonstrate really what's available for physically challenged people.
Got it.
Activity.
Got it. And you're going to be there. Perfect.
I'm going to be there, yep. I'm really interested to see the quad rugby.
That would be interesting.
I know.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I played it when I was in college, but I couldn't imagine how they're going to do it.
I can see you as a rugby player. I can see you as a rugby player. Yeah. Yeah, you've got the physique for a rugby player, and I imagine you were pretty damn tough when you were in college. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, so you're pretty damn tough right now, as far as I'm concerned. So, so anyway, at least as far as being involved politically and you know, knowing what you stand for in the outdoors, not like that other chucklehead that just called in. So. Anyway, listen, Chuck, I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Thanks for coming out. I'm sure. I hope you had a good time. Sorry you didn't win anything, but we had enough stuff there for almost everybody to win something.
Well,
so
you know, it's a little bit like hunting. It's called hunting, not killing.
That's right.
It's not called winning.
Nope, it's the pursuit of the win.
That's right.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
I'll talk to you again later.
See you, Chuck. Good luck up there. Bye-bye. 410 WCB. What do you think, folks? Was I unfair to that guy, that Blake guy or whatever he was, calling me from Pennsylvania to hawk a book without emailing me or calling me ahead of time? I mean, I'd let him talk about his book. I'd have looked him up online. I'd have read excerpts from his book. I'd have seen what I thought about it. But nothing annoys me more than getting ambushed on this show by somebody who's promoting something. This is how I make my living. So, and speaking of that, we have a new sponsor today. We're going to play this commercial right now. We'll probably play it again this hour. It's called Bay Country Bakery. Dave and Gina Levy from Cambridge. They're both professional chefs, pastry chefs. And I'll tell you something. If you've ever had their bread or their donuts, let's hear about that just as a new sponsor. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning.
Hey, let's talk
well,
to you.
Talk
to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry I didn't spend any time with you on Saturday.
Oh, man, I had the best time. You know, this is the third one.
Yep.
The first one, I was excited, didn't know how things were done. You know, I was like a deer in the headlights.
Well put.
This third one, let me compliment you and your crew.
Oh, yeah?
You guys worked this one.
Oh, yeah.
We say in the city, you worked this show.
We did.
Everybody was doing their thing, and, you know, it was just perfect how everybody was. I walked in the door. Robin said, Fran, I got your envelope right here, you know.
Yep.
And no line or anything. And I was so excited. I start playing games in the lobby. You know, they had that cornhole thing.
Oh, yeah, the cornhole.
And
you're
I
right.
I was so excited to play that, you know. Because, but, you know, when you know people are watching you, you know, and you have to kind of get yourself together. But I did get a bag right in. And then I went to find my table. And, of course, Chuck was there. And I got to meet his wife. She was delightful.
Yes, she is.
She was so funny sometimes. During the bidding, you know, she had her back to Chuck for a little bit. And you know how Charles is, can I get her this, can I get her that, can I get her this? And Charles says, you know, the man in the back, And she whirled around and she said, "Was that you?" It was so funny.
Oh, that's funny.
She like sit sideways so she could keep an eye on him. And then this other people that you met, Brian was there. I was so glad to see him. He showed up. Let's see. And the people that you hadn't seen in a year, you know, and
yeah.
came over to speak. That was great. And the food, let me tell you, the food was perfection this time. Because you know what? It tastes like home-cooked food. You know, some food in places tastes, it's just not like home-cooked, you know?
Right.
This food was like home-cooked. Everything was perfection. It was seasoned just right. It tastes just right. When I got back to my table, I thought, wow, this is like going to Mama's house for Thanksgiving or something. You know, everything was seasoned perfect. I even told the guy that. I said, let me tell you, this food even looks great, you know. And the bidding was fun to watch. And the speeches, that was nice to honor the man. Oh, and you. You know, I love the way you open your banquet. Nobody opens a banquet like Alan Ellis, let me tell you. First they do the pledge to the flag, and then they, he has a prayer. He says, I love to hear you pray, especially at the end when you say, in Jesus' name, like you speak with authority, you know. And then you had the recognizing the veterans and everything. I mean, I had such a great time, and I arranged things differently, so that all went real smooth, getting there, going back. You know?
Good. Glad to hear it.
I said, wow, this was the best. But I'm going to try. I'm going to really try. See, each year I try to add a little bit more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I want to get in on the bidding. I'm going to save up on the side, and I'm coming home with something. It's going to be a rifle, a crossbow, or something. I'm going to have the highest bid. I don't care if it's ridiculous.
Gotcha, girl.
You know, but yeah. I really, really enjoy it myself.
All right, we need to get you a crossbow or something so you can get out there. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on that.
Oh, well.
I'm working on that.
I'm more than glad to help you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for the good words, friend. Always appreciate it.
It was great.
You
it
got
was
it.
Great.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Paul in Severn.
Hey, good morning, Alan. This is Paul.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
No, what's going on?
Not much. We're out doing signs, me and Natalie again.
I got you. Yep.
Hey there, Alan.
Hey, Natalie. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I guess when I quit giving stuff away, you guys quit calling, huh?
No, actually, they took our signs away at the first of the year, and we just started doing them again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's not good.
No.
Well, it's good that they're back on now, so.
And that you got another gig. I got it. Got it.
Hey, I got a question about AR-15.
I'll do my best. Go ahead.
All right. Are we able to buy them in Maryland again?
There are still some that are regulated, just like your handgun.
Right.
But there are some that you can do an over-the-counter purchase with. And those are the HB models. You just go to your dealer and ask them for an AR-15 HB.
Okay, what's a HB stand for?
Heavy barrel.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
And that'll work.
Like what they consider a long gun than the AR-10.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Gotcha.
Yep. So, yeah, you can purchase one, no question about it.
Good deal.
How you like that?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Got it. Let me know what.
Hey, it was good to. Go ahead.
Let me know what you're going to do on that. I mean, Clyde, go to Clyde's and see what they have to say. Talk to Billy or Clyde about it. Okay.
Yeah, I've been to Clyde's a lot. I grew up in Arbutus.
Oh well, then you have been. You're right. Yep. Gotcha.
All right. Well, you have a great day. It's great talking to you again, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Alan.
See,
have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. Right. There you go. How about that? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Cecil County man found guilty of illegal deer poaching was ordered by a district court judge to pay $2,000 in restitution to the state and perform 80 hours of community service as required under the state's new law. Tyler Lee Scott, 20 years old, of Northeast, was found guilty a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday in Cecil County District Court, hunting at night with a spotlight. Officers on surveillance caught him as he shot a deer on Knights Island Road in Earlville. Scott fired his crossbow out the window of his truck. Scott's pickup truck was equipped with a light bar in the grill that he used to illuminate the 8-point buck in the field before he shot it. The judge dismissed charges of hunting at night, hunting on private land without written permission, possession of a loaded crossbow in a vehicle, and shooting from a road. In addition to restitution and community service, Scott was placed on 1 year of supervised probation, had his hunting license suspended. His crossbows, arrows, and his flashlight were forfeited, and the deer meat was donated to charity. Scott's lawyer has filed a motion for modification of the sentence. We'll see what happens there. A Dundalk man has been charged with stealing state park passes and waterfowl hunting stamps and reselling them at discount prices. Charles Edward Ruddleston, 22, was served criminal summonses, charges of theft, possession of heroin, and drug paraphernalia. He's scheduled to appear in Baltimore County District Court on May 10th. Ruddleston was selling 2016 Maryland Park Service passports, which cost $75 for $20 each or 3 for 20. Must have been on our website, saw our raffle tickets for the Kubota, 20 each or 3 for 50. An investigator arranged to meet Ruddleston in front of a retail store to buy 5 passes for $80. After the transaction, officers arrested suspect and found 2 additional passes in his pants pocket. He had 3 Maryland migratory game bird stamps, known as duck stamps, each valued at $9. An inventory of stock at the Department of Natural Resources Service Center in Dundalk determined that a total of 30 passes and 11 stamps were missing. The remaining stolen passes and stamps have not been recovered. If he's found guilty of the 3 charges, Mr. Ruddleston could be sentenced to 18 months in prison and fined as much as $26,000. My question is, how did the officials or the people at the service center allow that to happen? That's where the investigation should go, don't you think? I just mentioned Clyde Sports Shop. You know, it's fishing season, crabbing season. They've got everything you need. They had their sale. It was over last Sunday, and asked Mr. Clyde how they did. He said they did okay. You know, the weather was against them most of the time, but fishing season's here. The weather's going to start cracking open, wide open here, and the perch and the trout and the shad and the everything. Striped bass are going to. Well, striped bass season opens the 15th of April, so that's only 2 weeks away. You need to get in there and get your stuff. Get your stuff. If you're going fishing at Clyde Sports Shop, you can always check out the 24-hour fishing hotline, too. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, they've been around for 60 years, just up Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline is 247-3474. 410-247, FISH is the 24-hour fishing hotline for Clyde's Sports Shop.
First weekend of April, and not too bad out there. All the rains are gone after a gloomy Friday. We've got much brighter weather here throughout the course of the weekend. Our high later today up to 57 degrees with northwest winds, kind of brisk, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cooler night tonight, upper 30s, and northwest winds making it feel colder than that. Sunshine Sunday, mid-60s. Rain showers return to the forecast early next week for Monday and Tuesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment for 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes each living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trying to line crabs.
Yeah, I heard a story about a waterman the other day. As a matter of fact, well-known waterman, I believe from the Ken Island area. He was out on his boat. I'm not sure if he was clamming or what exactly he was doing, but saw some commotion in the water under the Bay Bridge, and there was a little tiny kitten treading water under the Bay Bridge. And this big old burly waterman scooped that little kitten up and took it to the vet. Poor little thing was malnourished and had a little bit of physical damage to it, but he got it fixed up, and everything seems to be good right now. And the only way that a kitten that size could have been found or made it to where he was in the bay is if somebody tossed that little kitten off the Bay Bridge. That's evil, folks. That's evil. Anyway, yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, there's my buddy Fred. Let's see what Fred had to say from Aircraft Heating and Cooling. Yeah, we've introduced your podcast to Mr. Tom. He gets the biggest kick out of how we can listen to the show whenever we want. We heard the mention. Thanks. It was great to be a participant in your banquet to help. And you know what? The wolf trap you guys came up with there, Fred, made a giant hit. A giant hit. So, oh yeah, dough bait, trout, gulp, chunky cheese. Got it. All right. Well, anyway, Fred, thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. Appreciate your contribution to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we'll be working together in the future, I'm sure. Fred has a, I can never remember the name of the machine, but I went over to the shop over there to Aircraft Heating and Cooling. And their primary job, you know, when they're not fooling around, is to make ductwork for heating and air conditioning. But they have this amazing plasma cutter, and You put a little pattern into the, you have a pattern and you import it into the software on the computer, and then you just feed that into the thing, and it just automatically cuts this thing out of a piece of metal. So Fred donated a few cutout metal crabs, and not only the positive cutout part, but the negative part that he cut it out of, and people loved it at the benefit. So, and got some nice bids on the silent auction. So there you go. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Don't give up on me already. Give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. So, where do we go next here? There's a couple things. Japan. Japan kills 333 whales in the annual Antarctic hunt. This is from Yahoo, from Tokyo. A Japanese whaling fleet returned to port Friday after an annual Antarctic hunt that killed more than 300 of the mammals as Tokyo pursues the program in defiance of global criticism. The fleet set sail for the Southern Ocean in November with plans to slaughter, didn't say harvest, it said slaughter, 333 minke whales, flouting a worldwide moratorium and opposition led by Australia and New Zealand. The fleet consisted of five ships, three of which arrived in the morning at Shimonoseki Port in western Japan, the country's fisheries agency said. More than 200 people, including crew members and their families, gathered in the rain for the 30-minute ceremony in front of the Nishan Maru, the fleet's main ship, according to an official of the Shimonoseki city government. In a press release, the agency described the mission as research for the purpose of studying the ecological system of the Antarctic Sea. Sure. But environmentalists said the International Court of Justice call that a fiction and say the real purpose is simply to hunt whales for their meat. Anticipating the fleet's return, Animal Protection Charity Humane Society International called for an end to Japanese whaling. Each year, what Japan persists with is discredited scientific whaling as another year where these wonderful animals are needlessly sacrificed, said Kitty Block, the group's executive vice president. It's an obscene cruelty in the name of science that must end, she said in a release. I'll get back to this, but right now we're going to talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing well.
The dinner was great.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was real. I got to sit with Chuck and his wife and Fran. And,
oh, good. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Good, good. Everybody at that table seemed to have a good time. They've all called in except Chuck's wife.
Yeah. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Fran was right. The food was great.
Yep.
The auction, silent auction, and the live auction were great.
Yep.
And the people are just the nicest people who attend.
Mm-hmm. They are. And they're there. The ones that have been there for, you know, a couple of years are the ones that come and anticipate the fun and so forth. And, of course, we always try to throw a little curveball in there. This year it was Senator Astell and the attendance speeches that went along with that. And, you know, we were pleased to see the colonel there and Paul Petito and Jeff Crane and the rest of the guests that came to honor Senator Astell. And I think we heard from Senator later on, I guess Monday or Tuesday, we heard from the senator. He was humbled and honored by the accolades and so forth. I mean, it was we went to some effort. We went to, you know, he has a place in Western Maryland and a cabin out there. So we contacted a forestry friend out there and had that plaque made out of black walnut. And the guy's in a wood products business out there. Mm-hmm. And shipped it to me. We had a local company do the laser engraving on it. And, you know, it's native Maryland black walnut. And so, you know, it was pretty impressive. And, of course, you know, when you walked in, you couldn't help but see the big poster of all the senator's accomplishments. So we thought we tried to do it right for the senator because he has been a stalwart supporter for fishermen and hunters, anglers and hunters here in Maryland for decades. So and he said it himself, you know. He said, you know, it's not only for you all, but it's, you know, self-interest. Said, I hunt, I fish, I kill stuff. So he's pretty right about that.
Yeah, he's a real character.
He is. He's a fun guy. So
yeah, but you did a great job. Really, everything went so smoothly. You did a wonderful job. It was packed.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, little pressure there at the end, but you know, we got it. So, but it was.
Well, you know, it's a complete success. Pulled off another one.
I hope so. All right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being there and appreciate your support, Mark.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year.
By the way, did you ever work anything out with that young lady?
I called, and she never called back.
Never called back.
I left a message for her.
Wow. Yeah, okay. I did my best. So, all right, brother.
Well, who knows?
Huh? Who knows? I don't know. She vanished. So
yeah.
All right. Now, and we're not talking anything untoward here, folks.
Yeah,
talking,
it just occurred to me. People are going to wonder what we're talking about.
Robin and I were at dinner.
Robin was looking for some accounting work.
We ran into a server at a local restaurant who was looking, you know, had a degree or something in financing and or finances. And Mark, of course, is an accountant. And we tried to connect the two. And well, you know, some people have a job offer waiting, and they just ignore the call. So it is what it is. All right, buddy. Well, appreciate the call.
Well, have a great week.
You do the same. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Are you saying we ought to do our last break then, huh? Okay. I think we ought to do that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three lions.
Very nice. Back to the kitten under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge story. Calvert Butterball Thompson Jr. He's a safety boat captain, was transporting some inspectors, and he found this kitten. Kitten had a little, you can read about this. I'll send you the link if anybody wants to email. We don't have time to do this right now. But we got a note from Debbie, and she said, want to let you know that the local rescue Chesapeake cats and dogs rescued and cared for the kitten after Butterball rescued him from the water. On Thursday, they named the kitten Poseidon, was adopted by his forever family. Nice, huh? Isn't that a nice story? Nice conclusion. Very nice. You can read about it on MyEasternShoreMD.com, My Eastern Shore, Maryland, which is, I think, a division of the Bay Times. So check it out. There's a nice little picture of the kitty. Has a little eyeball damage. I don't know if it's an infection or what it is, but anyway, it's all good. So thanks, Butterball. We appreciate that. Appreciate that, saving that little kitten from a fate. Anyway, back to the Japanese whalers. Let's see. Where are we here? Japan has also caught 333 minke whales in the previous season, ending in 2016, after a one-year hiatus prompted by an international court ruling, which said the hunt was a commercial venture masquerading as science and ordered Tokyo to end it. Under the International Whaling Commission, to which Japan is a signatory, there's been a moratorium on hunting whales since 1986. Tokyo exploits a loophole allowing whales to be killed for scientific research and claims it is trying to prove the population is large enough to sustain a return to commercial hunting. But it makes no secret of the fact that the whale meat ends up on dinner tables. Japan has hunted whales for centuries, and their meat was a key source of protein in the immediate post-World War II years when the country was desperately poor. But consumption has dramatically declined in recent decades, with significant portions of the population saying they never or rarely eat whale meat. And in response to the international court ruling, Japan's 2014-15 mission carried out only non-lethal research, such as taking skin samples and doing head counts. I'm going to stop with that, and on it goes. You know, do a little Google search if you want and find out what the worldwide population of minke whales is. 515,000 minke whales ply the seas around the world. 330, not a big number. It's the emotional impact. It's the emotion of the thing, not the science, not the harvest. And on that, I think we'll say, see you in the next hour after the news. Get out, stay out, stay safe, and protect yourself.